Thanks for choosing to listen to the sermon from Pastor Kim Beckman and Evanston's Emmanuel Lutheran Church. This sermon is from Sunday, June 7th, 2020. At Emmanuel Lutheran Church, we welcome people of every age and size, color and culture, every sexual orientation and gender identity, socioeconomic status, every ability and challenge. We welcome believers and questioners and questioning believers. In this time of social isolation, you can join our online Zoom services every Sunday morning from your computer or your smart device at 10:30 a.m. Find the link to our service at emmanuelevanston.org/events. And now here's this week's sermon from our interim pastor, Kim Beckman.
Grace to you and peace from God, the one in three, the three in one, equal in glory and co-eternal in majesty, uncreated and unlimited, and worshiped in unity. Amen. So, the mystery of the Trinity, right? But last Sunday, the Spirit brought the house down, putting ourselves inside the story of the birth and the growth of the church. We were blessed with a powerful experience of the Spirit moving in and through us. All hands were on deck, a cast of thousands mobilized in the commission to go, be church in the world, powered by Jesus' presence leading us always. In the energizing fire of the Spirit, we got our lips around, our profession of faith, our deep desire to turn away from, to renounce all the forces of evil that would defy God, the powers of this world that rebel against God's loving will for all creation, and the ways of sin, both institutionalized and in our hearts, that draw us from God and separate us from one another. We were moved by the Spirit of connection to turn to Christ and to live for the sake of the world. We renewed our baptismal promises to both be and to make disciples of all nations, gathering around the word for prayer and praise, sharing the Lord's Supper with glad and generous hearts, and so to care for one another in the ways that Jesus cared, to strive for justice and for peace, but not quiet, bringing some noise to the world. We let our lights shine. We brought it. We felt it. It was a lot. So it's good to review where we left off. Because Trinity Sunday, though, the paradox of both a mystery and a brilliant idea. What's most interesting to me today, though, is how this gift of the power of one God and three persons, creator, redeemer, sustainer, is made useful, is concrete in the impact that we feel in our lives. What difference does it make that I was baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and bound to this God of love? How this loving unity and diversity matters to me in days of restoration, with the real crises and opportunities we are facing in our own lives and collectively, amidst economic struggle and inequities in the time of COVID, and in light of racism that has the country and the globe in the streets to call to repentance and action, a commitment to do better. How my life in a triune God walks and talks in this great commission that we're given to bear love and hope and good news in our lives and in our persons, and as a community of faith at Emmanuel. On Trinity Sunday, how do we make it real? In a few minutes, we'll sing a prayer about that, called I Bind Unto Myself Today the Strong Name of the Trinity. We will get that prayer on our lips and in our hearts. But first, the backstory of Patrick, St. Patrick, and the breastplate that became a daily prayer of the people of Ireland. One night, Patrick and those with him sowing the seeds of faith confronted a powerful and inhumane king. King Leger had decreed that only he could have the symbols of power and fire sustaining the people throughout the land, the fire that they needed for light and warmth and cooking, he said, must be extinguished to draw attention to the idolatrous fire that he was going to set on Tara Hill to kick off a big pagan festival. But it was the vigil of Easter, and Patrick set up camp across the valley, high on the hill of slain, right across from the hill of Tara. And when night fell, Patrick defiantly lit a huge paschal bonfire to declare that Jesus lives and no other power but God rules and has authority over life and death, bringing heaven and earth together as one. Well, this wasn't exactly a move designed to be hid under a bushel. You may have done something similar in an Easter vigil yourselves, lighting a new fire outside the church for all the neighborhood to see as a beacon of hope from which the paschal flame ignites us all to spread love and life. The fire that when divided and shared is not diminished nor destructive, but illumines. Patrick took his baptismal light and he set it on a lampstand in a big way. His vision of God's reign of love and justice was a city set on a hill for all to see. The blazing bonfire that he lit in defiance of the self-aggrandizing, tyrannical, dehumanizing order of King Leger was a bold witness to the faith, and it certainly got noticed. It infuriated the king, who took 8 chariots full of warriors down through the valley and up to the hill of slain to ambush Patrick and put a stop to this. Patrick saw them on the move. He was in deep trouble, and he sang out to God for help. He called upon the strong name of the triune God in which he was baptized to give him strength. He sang his prayer, I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity. In the ancient style of the writers of Genesis 1 and Psalm 8, in the style of the ancient powerful runes of the Celts that called death to life, Patrick called upon the powers of Creator God in the vast forces of nature and the whole universe. God's wind, God's sea, the powerful light of sun and moon, the immovability of rocks and mountains, the strength of lightning. He called on the power of God that creates all that exists, to stand between him and death, and to give him courage and strength. Patrick called on the powers of God in Jesus, who in love came from heaven to earth to take on our vulnerable flesh, who healed, who stood up to injustice, and suffered death on a cross, but who burst the powers of the grave so that death didn't have the last word, who could ride on the clouds of glory to heaven. A Jesus who wasn't afraid to come back down to earth on the deepest day of doom with saving authority to mend all things. And finally, Patrick called to himself. He joined to himself. He bound tightly to himself the powers of God, the Holy Spirit. He clothed himself with the Spirit's gift of faith, God's power to hold and to lead, to protect and to keep, the power of wisdom and clear and world-creating speech, the very word of God. Patrick sang out to bind to himself, to take on the powers of God's own name, the strong name of the Trinity. He sang out to God to shield him, to give him armor, a breastplate against evil and dehumanizing forces of the world, all that would defy God's loving will, not to dominate, but to steward a life of abundance for humankind, the earth, and all its creatures. And so it was that when King Legere and his armies came for Patrick and his small band of followers, all they saw in that blazing firelight were deer and a fawn behind them. God had clothed Patrick and his friends as deer, quietly standing and feeding in the firelight with gentle, steady eyes, not going anywhere, innocent, disarming, deerskin as their armor, standing between them and death. King Legere and his forces were bewildered, baffled, confounded, undone. Ultimately, they retreated with nothing to do here. Patrick and his followers continued their work, sowing the faith. Now, tradition offers two different options for the fate of King Legere's empire at this point. In one set of stories, King Legere repents, turns around, dismantles his oppressive regime, the regime that had been blind to suffering, to degrading, dehumanizing of the citizenry. King Legere in these stories turns to God and lives. And in the other, they continue the skirmishes, with the faithful continuing to hold on to the power of God, to hold and to lead, to hearken to the pleas of the weary and oppressed, goodness still proving stronger than evil. Patrick's community demonstrates that God's power, God's way, isn't the ways of the world of empire and its show of force. Not a way of intimidation and degradation. God's way is disarming and liberating. In Christ's presence, clothing Patrick, and the Christ he likewise saw in the eyes of those he met and built relationships with along the way, life prevails over death. This covering in Christ doesn't give us much defense, as the world defines it. Our breastplate, our armor, so to speak, out there, is a flimsy baptismal robe that doesn't keep much out. It lets in the pain of the world that we're experiencing. It makes us vulnerable, but not fragile. For those of us who are identified as white, this is no time to armor ourselves against our fears and our white fragility. We strive to open ourselves, flawed, perhaps feeling not quite ready as we think we may need to be on the threshold of so many opportunities and challenges, on the threshold of every day's calling to bear witness to the good news of life, abundant for all. But in our baptisms, bound to the strong name of the Trinity, we are bound together in something much bigger than ourselves alone, something that needs all hands on deck, all of us. We are clothed in the baptismal robes whose trailing tail might be in the font, but whose vast substance carries us together as a force for good into that world that God so loves, with all hands on deck, with a disarming power that confounds all that the world would rob us of our seeds of faith and hope and love that God means us to sow abundantly and wildly and joyously. So we call today on the triune God to act. And it's that power that we bind to ourselves for our real challenges and for the gifts of new creation for all. We walk in this world as children of that triune God, a God that within God's own economy of relationship gives us a blueprint for a newness of life for the world, a blueprint, a way forward that our world groans for, recognizing different persons with different gifts, all needed for the common good of love, yet living equal in power and co-equal in majesty. We make Patrick's Prayer our daily companion in faith, in these days and in all days, knowing Jesus has promised to be with us always, to the end of and to the fulfillment and to the bringing together of all God's creation. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the sermon from Pastor Kim Beckman and Evanston's Emmanuel Lutheran Church. And again, we welcome you to join our weekly online services each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Go to emmanuelevanston.org/events. And thanks for listening.